The revision chapter. The exam.
Arda is cleaning the shelter. His mother is there too. She looks angry.
You must go back to Magnific. It's a great school. And you are a clever boy. You must go there and have a good education.
But Arda doesn't care.
Leave me alone, Mum. I can't go there.
Why not?
It's expensive, and we don't have money for it.
I can talk to your teachers.
No, I don't want this.
Don't you miss your friends?
Arda looks very sad. He stops cleaning the shelter. He sits down and starts crying.
You don't understand me, Mum. Of course I miss them. But everyone thinks I'm a cheater and a thief. All my friends and teachers hate me. I can't go back.
Oh, no. Your friends are very nice people. They want you back. You try to save these ill animals. They know it now. And your teachers should know the truth, too.
Arda stands up and continues cleaning the shelter.
Yasemin is right. I'm an awful person.
At that moment, Arda's father comes in.
You have a letter, Arda. Here it is.
Arda is surprised. Who is it from? He thinks. He looks at the name on the envelope and he smiles.
Oh, it's from Yasemin.
He quickly cleans his dirty hands and opens the envelope.
What does she say?
Arda sees a letter and some pictures in the envelope. He reads the letter to his father and mother.
Dear Arda, we have 12 gold coins for you now. You can come back to Magnific. You are our friend, and we want you back. Look at the pictures. In the first picture, Tim is selling hats at the parade. In the second picture, I'm visiting my relatives and neighbours. I have some other photos too. In those photos, Wang Shu is selling Zongzi. Colin is selling lemonade. Vavra is acting on the streets. And Georgia is giving a tour to tourists. These are all for you. We are collecting donations for your education. But Miss Brown says giving money is not enough. You must pass an exam to come back. I know you aren't good at English, but please study hard. Do it for us. We miss you. Yasemin.
Arda looks at the photos. This time, he cries with happiness.
I have great friends. They do all these for me. I must pass that exam. I must go back to Magnific.
His parents smile. They are very happy to hear this. Arda studies very hard. The exam day comes. This time, he is ready for the exam. Here is the exam paper. There are 10 parts and 50 questions in total. Arda must take minimum 40 out of 50. Can Arda pass it and go back to Magnific? Let's see. Arda looks at the first part. Well, it's not so hard, he thinks. I can do it.
A. You are Arda, and here are the questions in the exam. Answer the questions.
Arda looks at the next part. Oh, reading maps. It's hard, he thinks. But I must do it. I can do it.
B. Look at the map and fill in the blanks.
Arda looks at the next part. Oh, games and hobbies. My favorite, he thinks.
C. Match the pictures with the activities.
Arda looks at the next part. He thinks, my daily routine? Oh no, I don't have a daily routine. Then he remembers Yasemin. Everyone has a daily routine, he thinks. Let me make a list.
D. You are Arda. You fill in the table below. Now, write a paragraph about your daily routine. Use the information in the table.
Arda looks at the next part. Very easy, he thinks.
E. Choose should or shouldn't.
Arda smiles when he sees the questions about movies. He thinks, oh, I'm good at this. And he starts writing the answers.
F. Match the movie types with the posters.
Arda looks at the next part. Well, I think I can do this too, he thinks.
G. Order the words and make sentences.
Arda goes on answering the questions. He starts the next part. A very hard exam? This one? This is easy, he thinks.
H. Match the sports with the equipment.
Arda gets very happy when he looks at the next part. He thinks, it's about animals. That's great.
I. What are the animals doing? Look at the pictures and complete the sentences.
Arda looks at the next part. Oh, is this a joke? Numbers? It's easy too, he thinks.
J. Write the numbers in words. Now, check your answers. Is your score over 40? Then, you get the response letter A. Is your score below 40? Then you get the response letter B. Response letter A.
Dear Arda, good job. You are back in Magnific. We want to see you here in September. You can get your scholarship back. So, we are sending your 12 gold coins back. Miss Brown.
Response letter B.
Dear Arda, we are sorry, but you can't pass the exam. But your friends are very sad about this. So, we can give you another chance. Would you like to work on your mistakes and try again? Maybe this time you can pass the exam. Miss Brown.
It's September and everyone is back at school, but Arda isn't there. Yasemin and her friends are very sad. Their first lesson is English. Yasemin sits at her desk. Oh, what is it? There's an invitation on her desk.
Go to the park at 7 o'clock today.
What? What is this? She thinks. She looks around. Everyone is surprised. They have invitations too. At that moment, Miss Brown comes in and the lesson starts. Yasemin puts the invitation in her bag, but she is curious about it. School finishes and all the students go to the park at 7 o'clock.
Wow, it's a party.
The trees are decorated. There are different types of food and beverages on the picnic tables. There is great music.
Is it someone's birthday today?
No one answers. No, it isn't a birthday party.
What type of a party is it?
A voice answers her question. It's a thank you party, he says. Everyone knows this voice. They all turn back and see him. They shout, Arda! You're back!
Yes, I'm back, with the help of you. You are great friends. Thank you very much.
They all hug and welcome him. Then they dance and have fun together. Yasemin looks at Arda. Everything is great, she thinks. But then she stops dancing. There is something wrong. Arda looks ill. She goes near him.
What's the matter with you?
What? I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Are you okay, Arda?
I don't know. I feel strange.
You look strange. Are you ill? What's the matter with your legs? They look grey.
I should go to the hospital and talk to Dr. Watson after the party.
Good idea.
Then they continue dancing. Everything seems fine, but nobody at the party knows the truth. There is a big problem. Deep in the Indian Ocean, there is a very big shell. It is like a chair, and a woman is sitting on it. She has got a fish tail. Her name is Angelique.
I can feel it. Someone has got the treasure. He is a young boy. My curse is on him now. This is my punishment for him.
This book ends here. But this isn't the end of Arda's story. It's just the beginning.